1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hopefully your day is off to a wonderful start. Appreciate you spending it with me. And man, yesterday, I consider myself a pretty patient person. You know, in those situations in public where there's something going on, I usually just stay locked in. I try to remain emotionless because not a lot of people are like that. Some people like get very visibly unhappy and frustrated, and I just try to keep my cool. Yesterday, though, when I was at the gas station, it was freaking ridiculous. I just wanted to pay with cash. Like, I just wanted to pay with cash, get some gas, go in, and I'm standing in line for 15 minutes. There's two people behind the register. One of them's holding a phone with two guests who are also holding phones, and I don't know what they're doing, but they're literally doing nothing. I don't know what is going on. Obviously, there was some kind of problem with the transaction. I have no idea. Then there's, and I get it. It's like there's this older woman. She has no idea how the points system works. She doesn't even know. And so she like wants to get signed up. And so she's getting signed up at the register. Meanwhile, I look behind me and there's like 10, 15 people in line. And there's a guy standing behind the counter just looking at us. There is a third register and this guy's just standing there looking at us. And I'm like, okay, you're an employee. Like, why aren't you opening this register? Like, there are 15 people waiting. And the whole process was just so slow. And, the guy asked the woman, he's like, hey, do you mind if I take care of these people first? She's like, no. And I was like, okay, never mind. So it's like, wait there like 15, 20 minutes. And I'm like, now I'm behind schedule. It's just like one of those situations where it's just like, God, man, what the hell is going on? Should have just paid with my car. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There is a new most wanted toy in Michigan. You guys need to start checking out and getting on top of because it's in high demand. It's kind of hard to find in stores. They're called Nido. And I'm sure if you've got kids, you've heard of these things. They've been obsessing over them, trying to find them. And they're basically like stress balls. That's it. Like there's like sensory things, but they're like, it's pretty much like a stress ball for kids, which it's like, on one hand, it's like, I can understand we're not the world we've kind of handed off to them is not looking so hot right now. At the same time, it's like, oh, they're kids. They should not be under stress. But apparently these sensory squishies are just something that they're going crazy over. To the point where like you can barely even find them in stores. Like you pretty much have to go there in the morning once they've restocked so that you can get them. But the problem is anything that's popular, it seems like scalpers are just like grabbing them up so that they can resell them on whatnot or something like that. But kids are going crazy for these Nidos. If you've heard of these, like hit me up 978-1077. Let me know if you've had to go on any Nido adventures trying to find them. These are pretty much like just as popular as Labubu's were last year. But now Labubu's, the Pop Mart is opening up a new store in West Michigan. So they're not going to be hard to find anymore, but it's probably a good thing. Cause yeah, the focus has been completely switched over to squishies. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. On this day in 1982, the world lost one of the most influential heavy metal guitarists of all time, Randy Rhoads. Randy was the co-founder and original guitarist for Quiet Riot and then transitioned to Ozzy Osbourne's band for his first two solo albums, The Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman. As we remember Randy Rhoads, pick up Diary of a Madman, give it a spin today in his memory. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7. RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's a great event that's going to be coming up that we do every single year, and I want you to be a part of it because our friends across the, right through the other side of the wall from us get together every single year. They do roof sit. They actually spend the night on the roof. I actually did this a couple of years ago. I got super sick. I remember because it was just extraordinarily cold in May when I did it, but oh man, it was absolutely worth it. It was super cool. Like the news came out and basically Roofsit is an event that raises awareness and funds for Community Healing Center's children's programs. And that includes the Bill Wright Children's Advocacy Center of Kalamazoo, Children's Alliance Programming, Infant Mental Health Services, and Case Management and Mental Health Services for Youth. They do a lot of powerful reflection for the community, raise a lot of money, and it's just such a special event because you know that you're helping out kids who are, you know, been put in a really tough situation, and give support for women and children who have faced abuse and maltreatment in the past. And so that's what all the money goes for, is helping out these organizations that support people in our community. That's the most important thing. These are all, you know, all the money that's raised stays within the community. And RoofSit is happening in May. Get all the info. It's up here on the 107.7 RKR app. I'm definitely going to go out there and support our coworkers, but they do a great thing every May. And sleeping on a roof, it's not an easy thing, especially when winter decides to stick around a little bit longer.
107.7 RKR. It's time to grab your tie-dye, light some incense, and get ready to go on a far-out magic carpet ride with Uncle Brad from VW Vans to Michigan's Woodstock at Goose Lake. Uncle Brad was there, riding the cosmic waves of the 60s and 70s, one trip at a time. Now, it's story time.
All right, it's Mark Frankhouse. I got my Uncle Brad back in the studio. And Uncle Brad, last time we talked, you were getting a ride home from a very friendly drunk driver. But I know you got some stories about Phoenix.
Well, I believe the last time we talked, I was leaving Indio after having beer bottles and stuff flung at me on the streets of Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Plus, I was lugging along this guitar that I'd bought. I lugged this guitar with me all the way to Phoenix. I believe I got a taxi, which I rarely did that.
Usually, wow.
But, you know, try to hitchhike at 6:30 in the morning, you know.
No doubt. Yeah.
It's not real feasible. So I got into this taxi and they took me to my friend's house, and I went up and knocked on the door, and Vicky comes to the door and says, "Oh, hey, you made it." And I says, "Yeah." I started staying there. Phoenix, that summer, there was some great music coming through town.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was, I think it was 1976. And that summer, the Yes came through town, and they were doing the Close to the Edge tour.
Nice.
So they played outdoors at Tempe University in the football stadium. And it was neat because they had these big natural rock formations around the stadium.
Oh, so it's kind of like a Red Rock situation where it's a natural amphitheater.
It almost looked like Red Rocks. And they had these big rocks around it. And it really went well with the Close to the Edge theme. Because the Yes, they had these like big insects. Plastic insects, like, I think the drummer, I think it was Bill Buford at the time. He was sitting like in a ladybug, and the wings would open up. At the beginning of the concert, it was a ladybug. And then the wings opened up, and his drum set was in the middle of it.
Wow.
So, on Close to the Edge, that was a great concert.
Oh, my God. If anybody was at that show who was under the influence of any kind of psychedelic drug or something, that'd have been like life-changing. I'd be freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. And Yes always put on a great show.
Right. Oh, my God. I would have just loved to have been there just for the sake of people watching. That would have been legendary. And I know you, I remember you told me that you met a member of Yes and maybe a couple of guys from Toto. So we're going to have to bring you back in next week to talk about you hanging out with these dudes in a bar. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's a road in Michigan that Michigan drivers have to avoid because of a migration crossing. And this is in the Upper Peninsula. And there's a park. It's soon going to close for the annual salamander migration. And this happens it's now in its sixth year. And this annual road closure lets Michigan's blue-spotted salamander have safe passage as they cross to reach their breeding ponds on the other side. And Marquette actually has to put a press release about this because the closure happens March 15th through May 15th. They said in cooperation with the Superior Watershed Partnership and Northern Michigan University Biology Department, City of Marquette's going to be closing a portion of Peter White Drive in Presqu'ile Park, the southwest bend of Peter White Drive, from the ice cream store pavilion to the gate north of the pavilion will close to vehicular traffic daily at 8 p.m. Foot traffic is permitted in the area during regular park hours. So you can still walk. You just want to make sure you know where you're walking. I just love that the Upper Peninsula has like salamander crossings. Like they really need to put a sign with a salamander skedaddling across the road. That would be a very Uper thing to do. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I want to remind you guys, tomorrow, the beginning of the weekend. I cannot believe how fast this week has gone. But yes, we are there. It means we're going to crack that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company at around 9:35. Jake's going to pop back into the studio, and he's going to give us a heads up on what's going on at Presidential. And he's going to treat us to a new beer, the first beer of the weekend. He also does 50% off the first pour of whatever that first beer is tomorrow. And we'll give you a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company on top of it. So make sure you got it locked in on the rocker 107.7 tomorrow, because we're going to hook it up with first beer of the weekend on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are concerned over sirens that are playing in Kalamazoo. And to be honest, like, that's pretty fair considering we just had tornadoes a couple of weeks ago. And people have been hearing sirens like randomly in Kalamazoo. And there's been a lot of pushback because people are like freaking out. They're like, what is going on? What is up with these sirens? Why is this happening? Kalamazoo Public Safety said they are changing the siren schedule based on community feedback. Up here on the 107.7 RKR app, Kalamazoo's emergency management says siren tests are going to be held on the first Saturday of the month at 1 p.m. That's what I normally expect. I mean, that's how it's always been growing up in Michigan. They said that schedule is also going to include Portage and other areas of Kalamazoo. They heard communities' concerns, and they're responding the best way possible moving forward. So you get the full rundown of their siren schedule, so you guys don't have anything to panic about on the 107.7 RKR app. People legitimately thought we were under attack, and that's not good. Like, they just need to get this figured out.